Gay from K4WCL.
10-4-VDC. Can you tell me how my audio is?
I think it's N4ZDC Zulu Delta Charlie or something close to that. You got John here. I'm in Pickens. Stationary mobile. Your audio is a little... It's very clear. I can understand you. I don't know what you sound like in person, but it's a little, I don't know, I guess you'd say nasally.
Oh, that could be my voice. And it's November 4, Victor Delta Charlie. You had it right the first time.
And I don't hear any hum in there, and, you know, your audio is not bad. Like I said, just a little bit pinched maybe, but like you said, that could just be your voice. What's the name there? Where you located?
My name is Rich. I'm in Townville.
Good. I know a Rich in Townville. Did you change your call sign?
No, I didn't. Is he something like RDX or something?
I can't remember what it was, but yeah, that definitely jogged a couple of... brain cells up there. Yeah, I believe that's it.
I'm on the air earlier on the other repeater, and I couldn't make contact with him. I thought maybe I lost microphone audio, but I guess not. I tested the portable and it sounds fine. I guess they were just ignoring me.
Yeah, I need to talk to him a good bit on the 6 Mile UHF machine, one of Jack's old machines that burned up. I know they got a couple of repeaters back on the air up there on 6 Mile Mountain. I don't know if they've gotten the 441. What is that, 441-800? That's the one I used to talk to him on.
I don't know the frequency offhand. Trying to get on more, but it'd be nice if someone answered me, like you. Okay, I won't keep you. I know you were calling someone else. So, thanks for the report, and have a good day. And for VDC.
I have the radio on, and I hear somebody put their call out. I don't care if I know them. I don't care if I don't know them. I don't care if it's, a call from maybe 8Land or a brand-new Kilo Romeo full call. One of my biggest pet peeves about our hobby is the lack of responsiveness that's on the our 2-meter and 440 repeaters. You know, you can put your call out on 10 different repeaters. But you know there's somebody listening to every one of those repeaters. So I've made it a point in my 30-year, almost 30-year ham career that if I hear somebody in there, I'll jump back in, say hello, give them an audio report, or maybe meet my new best friend. So good to meet you there this afternoon. My wife just jumped back into the truck, so we're going to head back to northern Pickens County. 7-3, nice to meet you. This is Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima.
Yeah, I usually leave. And I got a few more years than you in ham radio. I probably have about 60 years having a license. So, have a good day. And for VDC.
But okay, and Lori, if you're listening.
And, yeah, my dad was licensed about 60 years before he became a silent key, so you must be an old codger like he was. I'm just a young man of 65. Hello, Shane. And, yes, Lori's listening. I didn't make her put the earmuffs on so she couldn't hear my conversation. How you doing?
Just walked in to the house, and I was doing some stuff outside. Got to do some computer work, and I turned the radio on, and there you were. Haven't talked to you in a while. Just wanted to make sure I said hello.
I did call you before Rich jumped in there and looking for an audio check. And I was thinking the same thing. I haven't talked to you in several weeks. But you know what? The radio in the truck has been off. So I don't know. I probably had the radio in the truck off, not even realizing it, for a couple weeks. Anyway, do I need to adjust my calendar? Because if memory serves me correctly, you're usually off on Mondays.
Good. Calendar's still good for right now. Drove up to Ohio to visit cousins and my brother over the weekend and came back yesterday, and I just had them shoot the day off as well. But I'll be working the rest of the week.
Look for Labor Day, since you're off on Monday. Do you get paid for the holiday extra?
Even though I'm scheduled off on Mondays, Labor Day is a paid holiday for everybody, so that just gives me an extra day in the paycheck.
That's pretty nice. Glad you made it back from Ohio safe and sound. We haven't made a long road trip in a while, but I've got a very sick aunt, my mom's sister. Not really sure how much longer she's going to be with us, so I got a feeling we may be making a road trip here shortly.
John, that's not good. I hate to hear that. Where is she living? Where will the drive be?
And she's in her early 80s, and she's been in great health up until recently, and I thought they were going to do some... She got diagnosed with lung cancer, and, well, first they diagnosed her with a leaky heart valve. And next thing I know, they're saying she's got lung cancer, and next thing I'll find out yesterday that she's too weak for any treatment. They live very close to my brother in the Tampa area, south end of Tampa Bay. They used to live on Hilton Head, and then when my brother moved there, they kind of liked the area and knew they'd had family around, so they moved down to be close to my brother. And then since one of my cousins has moved there, I'm not really sure, you know, what's going to be. You know, we all grew up in the same town in New York, and I know my grandfather has a plot in the cemetery there for my mother and my dad. That's where my dad's buried, and my mom's family plot. But there's really no other family up there these days. They lived a good while in Michigan, and that's where most of my cousins are. And then they moved to Hilton Head in Florida. So I'm not really sure, you know, where all that's going to take place. And I don't want to ask. I figured I'll just, you know, wait and see.
Can do sometimes. Yeah, it seems like more and more people I know are facing situations like this. Hate to hear it, but it's going to happen to all of us, and we're going to have family and friends, and the longer we stay here, the more we're going to see this. I remember my parents talking about it. Seems like there's a lot of people we know that are going through it, so it's just part of life. Anyway, I got some news to tell you, but I will call you on the phone about that sometime. So, not immediately, but maybe if you get some time later on, maybe text me and I will, you know, let you know. I'll call you if I get a chance, if that be all right.
Need news. You can give me a call right now if you want. We're about halfway between Pickens and the house.
Do it later if you don't mind. I got to get some stuff done on the computer before I forget, and kind of need to get it done. So let me work on that for a little bit, and maybe later on, just I'll send you a text, see if I can call you, if that's all right.
Give me a little nap when we get home, and we're going to go walk after that. So if you don't get me, I'll hit you back. Or we're driving back to Georgia tomorrow, so I'll have a lot of windshield time tomorrow.
By the way, I should clarify that. I'll just tell you over the phone if that's all right. So, all right, you and Lori have a good day. Safe ride back to the house. And really nice to hear you, John. K4WCL and 4ZLK.
And now I'm excited because I know it's good news, so I don't have to dread your call there. All right, Shane, I'll let you go. Tell what you're going to get done. We're, like I said, just making it home. It's been a real quick trip to town, mainly for gasoline. I've been making it a habit to buy my gas in South Carolina before we go back to Georgia. This way I won't have to fill up until I get back. And, so that's all that's going on. Enjoy the beautiful day. This is K4WCL.